All right, 4 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in every morning, every weekday morning anyway. You and I, Robin, will read the news without offering commentary, without trying to be silly and entertaining. We just read the news. We keep it short, and by doing that, we get stories from all over the world, from local newspapers as well as any newspapers. And it's something we've been doing for a long time. Now, I'm not trying to promote a show segment, but I want to tell you something. I have had more than a dozen probably, letters from people who are visually impaired, people who are blind, and they will say that they tune into that, not that they don't enjoy us, I guess, when we're just being silly or light, whatever, but they have no way to read local newspapers because while books are on tape, etc., local newspapers are not. For the most part. And I guess when the computer, I know this is getting better, that computers are starting to be able to read newspapers better than they used to be able to. But anyway, so they listen to us because we read the news. Marty Schultz is on the phone. He's the founder of Blindfold Games. It's an app development company that builds accessible games for the visually impaired. And he's on the phone to talk to us about this. So I'm looking forward to hearing about it. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Oh, where are you? Where are you located?
I live down in Miami Beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have this listenership during one part of our day, and maybe more than one, but hopefully more than one. but there's a specific reason they tune in, because the information they're getting isn't available to them simply because they can't see.
Well, a lot of blind people will use the ability of the iPhone or the Android or other types of computers to read to them, but finding a source of local news is always hard. National papers and
right.
things like that are there, but to use some of these concepts like voiceover, in other words, reading to you, is few and far between for a lot of publications.
And are they developed to the point where they sound natural and they actually read things correctly? I remember one app we had that, I don't know if you call it an app, actually, but some kind of a thing that would read, for example, our name, W-O-C-A, and it would never say it that way. It would always say Walker.
Yes.
It would never say the call letters correctly. So.
Right. It's similar to using Google Maps and having it talk to you. Sometimes it gets the names right, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
Matter of fact, when we did one of our games, which was the first game in the whole series, which was called Blindfold Racer, I looked at two ways of doing the voice. One was to actually have the app talk to you using what's called text-to-speech. In other words, let the computer talk to you like Siri talks to you. And the other was to add a lot more emotion to it. So at that time, my daughter was 11 years old, and I had her do all the voice acting for the game. And this is a 60-level game where you drive with your ears instead of driving with your eyes.
Wow.
And you use your iPhone like a steering wheel. So if you drive too far to the left, the music gets louder in your left ear.
Wow.
Too far to the right, the music's louder in your right ear. And you steer it with your iPhone, just like you and I would hold a steering wheel. And you aim for noisy prizes like popping popcorn or avoid obstacles like barking dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
That is cool.
I love that.
It's a great game, and I actually built this game as a project, a STEM after-school club with the school my daughter was attending down in Miami called the Cushman School. And the kids and I worked on this game for about 6 months. The kids would kind of design what the level would be like, and then I would do the programming because I've been a software engineer for most of my life, and so I have a number of companies. And then after about 6 months or so, we said, well, let's test this with some blind people, because at that point none of us had ever met anyone who was visually impaired. I arranged a Saturday afternoon at the Miami Lighthouse for the blind. We staged about 10 iPads, had the teens come in, and the kids absolutely loved it. They were playing this game nonstop.
Oh my gosh.
Hours. Now, the best thing out of that is one of the kids, I think he could detect shades of light and dark, and he comes up to me and he says, is the screen dark when you're playing? And I said, yeah, because I want the same experience for sighted people as visually impaired people. He said, well, you better put something on the screen because sighted people will think their iPad is broken. And And he was actually one of the kids who came up with the name Blindfold Racer. So we made these changes, and I added more and more improvements to the game over the summer, continuing to test with kids anywhere from like 8 to 18 years old, and I tested with a number of adults. I actually went to the VA Med Center in Miami, and it had some really crusty admirals actually play the game. First time they had cracked a smile you could see in years, and they loved it.
Wow.
Then I tested over at the Broward Center for the light, Broward Lighthouse for the Blind, and one of the girls, well, I think she was blind since birth, she comes up to me afterwards and she says, "I'm going to so beat my sighted friends at this game."
Oh my gosh, that is such a great idea. So are there any other games besides racing?
Oh, about 80 of them.
80?
Once I put the game into the app, iTunes App Store, it jumped to the top of the list of games that were accessible. This was back in 2014 and 15. I started hearing from visually impaired people all over the world. I happened to be going back to Boston on one of my business trips, and I had heard from somebody who worked at the Carroll Center for the Blind. He said, "Can you stop by my house when you're in Boston the next time?" I get there. I arrive there, so there are four visually impaired people who had been up all night playing Blindfold Racer with their guide dog. And I was playing with the dogs while they were telling me what makes a great game. And at that meeting, one of the people asked me to do a Sudoku game, like the real 9x9 Sudoku. Mm-hmm. And they can put this in their head. So I did that game.
I have trouble with that game.
Me too.
In their head. I had somebody else that just got back from a trip to Las Vegas where she was playing blackjack with a sighted friend of hers. And she said, "Can you do a blackjack game?" I said, "Yeah, I did that." Someone else asked for like a solitaire game. And then I started doing, like, since I was trying to be retired, but that never works out for me, every 3 to 4 weeks, I would publish another game. So I've done dozens of card games and board games and sports. I've done basketball and air hockey and baseball.
Wow.
I've done game show games and on and on and on. I mean, I even did a version, if you remember when Flappy Bird was really popular, like 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
I did an audio version of Flappy Bird, and all these games are audio games, so while there is something going on the screen, if a senior has, say, low vision, they can hear it at the same time, and they're able to get the full enjoyment. And I did a survey about a year or two ago, and I wanted to know kind of who's using my games. And I heard back from hundreds and hundreds of people. I learned that people are playing my games an average of 30 to 45 minutes every day.
Wow.
Thank you letter from people all over the world giving me suggestions for more games and really thanking me for doing it. And that's my major motivation, which is how much people appreciate it.
You did a really good job helping us understand the driving game. Explain how the baseball game works. Just pick one out at random.
Okay. In that game, you hear the ball coming towards you, and as it gets closer and closer, the pitch of the ball goes up. And just when it's about to land over home plate, you hear some little beeps. And what you have to do is swipe the screen just as it passes over home plate, and then depending on how quickly or where you swipe, whether you swipe left to right or right to left or up and down, the ball will go somewhere, either, you know, it'll be a single or a double or a triple.
Wow.
And I find it around the game. The once a year game home run derby. We try to see how many runs you can get against each other. So I did that game, and the cool thing in basketball, you actually point the phone ahead of you and to the left and right, and it'll tell you if there's somebody from the other team's defense blocking you.
Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh! This is a great idea. So how did you develop the skills that enable you to make apps?
Well, I've been programming. I'm 63 now. I've been programming since I was 16. So building software and building apps is a skill I've always had, and I've a lot of times leveraged the skill into launching a software company. I've done that about 5 or 6 times where we build a company and sell it. And after I sold my last company, I decided, well, what can I do that's interesting? And we ended up going down this path.
Oh, my gosh. What a great thing you've done. I know we're almost out of time. I want to make sure that our listeners can get the games. You said on the Apple Store.
On the App Store. You can either visit blindfoldgames.org, where we have a direct link to all the games, or they can simply search for Blindfold Games, or they can follow me on, like, Twitter. The name is @blindfoldgames. old games.
Okay. My goodness, Marty, you have contributed to the world in a way that is greater than most people have ever done.
You need a Pulitzer.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is absolutely fascinating stuff. I really thank you on behalf of the visually impaired community. I'm sure they're going to love this. Robin and I used to volunteer at the local Florida Center for the Blind. And I just from that experience alone, I know that they will appreciate this. Thank you for your work. You're a genius. Thank you, Marty.
I appreciate the time to spread the word.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.